The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Something great is happening as a change in someone's life who's a member of the TJ and Regan Show. And I'm being serious. I'm not facetious in the least. So we will share that good news with you in just a few minutes.
Absolutely. Have you seen Wicked yet, TJ?
No. I couldn't get anybody to go with me over the Christmas break.
Trick question. I knew he hadn't seen it. I knew it. I just kind of knew it. But, you know, it was a huge movie, and the guy that directed Wicked is going to direct the Britney Spears biopic.
Yeah.
And he says she wants to be, quote, very involved in the making of the movie.
Well, good luck.
Good luck.
I don't even know what that means. I guess you just have her on set and sort of bounce ideas off of her and say, hey, is this accurate to what happened?
I bet you don't even have to ask or bounce. If she's there, I'll bet that she will voluntarily jump up and let you know every second that she wants something to be different.
You think?
Yeah.
She's going to be vocal on set.
And
I'm surprised she doesn't want to be the main character. Like the actress doing the
role? Yeah. I'm guessing that things will change from day to day, too. Like one day she'll say, no, it happened this way. And then the next day she goes, no, it didn't happen like that at all.
Absolutely.
Well, Brittany, we've already planned for this whole scene. She's like, that never even happened.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I think that's a chaotic move to have her there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
In making a movie.
Because you'll see her half naked just spinning.
Right off camera, just doing whirly birds spinning out there.
Or from earlier this morning, she'll be pretty naked.
Yeah, pretty naked.
Pretty naked.
Exactly. So good luck to the director, John Chu, on directing that movie.
Middle name's Big League, by the way. Ooh,
that's a piece of my heart right there. I love some Big League Chu. So good. There's a new world's oldest living person, 116 years old. She's a Brazilian nun. Her name is Ina Lucas. So 116 years old. The previous record holder just died over the Christmas holiday. Mm. So that woman was also 116 years old. So this woman in Brazil, and they asked her the one question you got to ask somebody who's lived that long.
What's your secret?
What's your secret? But she had a great answer. Mm. She said the love of Christ.
Right. I mean, she's a nun. I was thinking, you know, surely the nun's not going to say a glass of whiskey and men, like those other old prevert people do. Yeah.
So she's not only the oldest living person, she's also the oldest living woman. Those are two distinctions.
Right. Is she hot? I bet. She's Brazilian. I bet she's beautiful.
She still got it.
Yeah.
She a bad one.
So, she a bad granny.
She is. She is. 116 years old. Congratulations to her. And today's National Bobblehead Day. So I know, was Lindsay the one who pitched the idea of having bobbleheads at one time that we could sell? Was that somebody else?
I think that was somebody else.
Was it somebody else? Yeah. Still a bad idea. I'm glad we don't have the bobbleheads.
Yeah. I think Lindsay pitched the idea of just having Lindsay bobblehead night at a ballpark or something.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah.
I would go to that. That sounds like a fun time.
Yeah.
I have one more reason why you don't want to go to North Korea, and I will tell you that coming up next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, you might have heard the recap video for Breaking and Entering Christmas 2024 is now up on social media at TJ Riggins Show. It is spectacular. Just some highlights of what we were doing in Western North Carolina over the Christmas season, bringing some true Christmas magic to a town that really needed something extra special this year. So it's fantastic. At TJ Riggins Show.
Might choke you up.
It could, absolutely. Fantastic video we have up there for you. So there's this story that's being circulated all over the place. Apparently, Kim Jong-un of North Korea has banned the sale of hot dogs in North Korea.
Hmm.
Not only the sale of hot dogs, but the consumption of hot dogs as well. Oh. And the penalty for selling hot dogs is it's treasonous, and it will send they could send you to labor camps. If they catch you selling hot dogs.
Is it because they're not Bobby approved?
Bobby approved.
Oh, the ladies know what I'm talking about. Bobby Parrish. He's an influencer who tells you the things that are healthy to eat and not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he must have gone to North Korea and said, hey, these hot dogs are not Bobby approved.
I could have guessed that. Well, they said it's because it's too American. They don't like anything westernized or Western. Mm-hmm. But that's terrible.
That's terrible.
It is terrible. You have to live in North Korea.
My kids would be locked up. They eat them every day almost.
Who wants to live without hot dogs?
Yeah.
It's just a terrible way to live. You're already in North Korea.
Right. I mean, being a murderous dictator and all and living basically in a prison is one thing. But now, not being able to eat hot dogs, that's really shown a different light on this place.
Yeah, well, it's just one more thing to be, you know, it's like how much can you just rain on our parade, kind of.
Hey, I mean, we were close to that. Moving in that direction.
No more hot
dogs. We was close.
We dodged a bullet with that one.
Next up, Slim Jims, and then I'm going to be real mad.
Well, that's my question. Is there one food that if it was banned in this country, it would cause you to leave? Like that you love or you indulge in that much that would really make you question staying here?
Well, but for me, it would, because then it changes the entire reason that we're Americans to begin with.
Yeah, well, sure.
But if it's just a hypothetical, peanut butter probably.
Yeah.
If I couldn't have peanut butter, I would probably look for other places to live.
You going to Mexico?
Hey, Mexican peanut butter, Mexican Coke, and Mexican vanilla. Way better than U.S.
It might be. Would it be Slim Jims for you, Lindsay? That you don't
not
like that
really
much.
I mean, if anything, I mean, I just, you know, I like everything. Take one thing and I'm upset.
It's probably iced coffees for her. I think if you took away her iced coffee, she would consider making the move, getting her passport and making the move.
Yeah, yeah. I would think it'd be some sort of snack food, though.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely a snack food. Cheez-Its.
Maybe Cheez-Its. TJ would have said that at one time in his life. He was obsessed with Cheez-Its.
Cheez-It grooves.
Yeah. At TJ Riggins Show, if you've got a great one, Krisha said, Philadelphia cream cheese. I can eat it straight out of the container. LOL. Ugh. Can you imagine?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I love cream cheese.
She's up and out. So that's fun.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right. Something very big is happening in the life of Tech D Rob. He's got something really positive going on in his life. But one thing that is negative as we go to talk about this with him is that his camera is not working. So if you're watching on the video feed, that's why. It's because his camera's not working. But Rob, explain to everyone what is going on with you as far as your health.
Before we went to the Christmas break, I had explained that I started going to the gym, but I go every day now for hours at a time, depending on how many machines are open and stuff like that. I have deleted all of my apps on my phone for fast food or food in general. And I'm feeling better than ever.
And you say you've already lost some weight?
I've lost some weight, but not a lot because I do mostly strength training machines.
Well,
I'm trying to build up some muscle.
Yeah, but that'll help you lose weight too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if it's true, but they say muscle weighs more than fat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But the putting on the muscle part of it goes along with eating enough protein and you got to eat a lot of protein and all. But when you're just strength training, while that muscle builds, it burns the fat too.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Just as much as cardio.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So you're doing it.
That's awesome.
Good
for you.
Yeah. Thank you. I feel like the last 2 months, I'm a completely different person.
Mm-hmm. Beard looking good.
I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. So feeling more energetic and you said your sleep is still all screwed up though.
Yeah, I think that'll, cause it's, you know, I'm still sleep apnea, so I still have it. And you know, eventually, cause what can be the cause of it is obesity.
Yeah.
So, hopefully that fixes itself as well along the way.
That's awesome.
Can you say that again with a Southern accent? I'm still sleep apnea. I'm still sleep apnea.
Oh, I still got
I contracted apnea a long time ago.
It ain't left me yet.
Mm-hmm. As soon as they come up with a vaccine. you said that you ride two different kinds of bikes.
Depending on how my butt feels. Because the one that you know, the elevated one where you're standing kind of like you're actually on a bike, that one, I can only do it for like 10 minutes of time. Mm-hmm.
And then what do you call the other one?
A seated bicycle.
Yeah, you call it a seated bicycle. You're talking about the recumbent bike. The recumbent
seated bike. We got to switch between.
The bicycle you sit down on, not the one that doesn't have a seat.
Is that a unicycle?
But the other bicycle is just a regular. It's not. You're not on an elliptical machine thinking that it's a stand-up bicycle.
No,
are you?
No.
It's got, look at me.
It's the one with the actual bike seat. The other one is an actual full seat.
Yeah, and so you can go longer on the incumbent bike than on the regular one?
Right. I mean, because, my butt starts hurting. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all the undercarriage.
Right, exactly. To get sore. You got to sit exactly perfect.
But you can get a pad that goes over the top of that thing. You can just take it in and out of the gym with you.
Oh, I will be doing that then. I'll look that up.
You can also wear butt pad shorts.
Oh, my God, please.
Nope.
Please. That is a great idea, Lindsay.
I love maybe that. Maybe my pants will fit better if I do that underneath.
You wear some... man spanks in here with a big pad in it.
Rob's butt.
Let me get you an outfit.
Oh, please no, Lindsay.
Well, good for you, Rob. Keep it up.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Today is also a big, big day in our country. It's National Pass Gas Day. I don't know how you missed that one, Riggins.
What?
And it is a big day personally for Lindsay. Because Lindsay has a child that has a big audition today. Mm-hmm. So is it considered an audition?
I consider it so. It's a kindergarten play date, they call it at these private schools, but really they're monitoring them and evaluating them to see if they're ready to go to kindergarten, and if they're not, they go to a pre-kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a hot mess. She doesn't know anything about it because she's four, but
why are you a hot mess? Are you nervous that she won't make the cut to go into kindergarten like she's supposed to?
Yeah, I mean, I'm having a real hard time with this mom thing. I don't like my children getting evaluated by other people.
Yeah.
I'll talk about them. I'll evaluate them all I want. Other people come in and I'm like, Mama Bear comes out. I'm like, don't say anything bad about my kid, And it's not a big deal. If she has to go to pre-kindergarten, fine. But I don't want to hear her fault.
Yeah. So you'd rather them just say, we think she'd be better off to mature another year rather than she displayed this, this, and this that were negative that tell us that she's not ready for big kindergarten.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like her speech is a problem, as most of y'all know if you've met her. She has a little speech impediment, her W's or R's or whatever it is. But that's expected. She's four, mm-hmm. But they'll let me know real quick. Yeah. So I don't like that.
I get it.
Yeah. You tell them we said.
Yeah, right. She's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
She's 10 ready. And 10.
Now, is there a part of you that wishes, kind of hopes that she doesn't go to big girl kindergarten yet? Because she'll stay a baby a little bit longer in your mind? Or did I just plant that?
Oh, jeez.
I think kind of you planted that because now I'm second guessing it.
We're going to have a Gypsy Rose situation.
How would you do that?
Thank you. No, because Brooks is such a baby. And I don't want to say this to his face, but.
That's her husband, by the way.
Yeah. No, Kyle's a baby too. He's such that I need her. I mean, she already acts 13 half the time. So I need her to go and then.
You need some relief.
Yeah.
You need some relief.
I need a full day of her in school.
Mm-hmm. So you can work on getting him more mature and brought up into where you think he should be, you and your husband.
Right.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know,
Those
if you're
boys.
A meanie.
Yeah.
So are you going to be a mess, though, if they flunk her before she even starts?
Yeah. And I have to wait in the waiting room for a whole hour. Oh, God. So, you know, I'm going to be sweating.
And they like you and Kyle okay?
They wouldn't. I don't know. It's a new school. I don't know anybody.
Yeah. Well, y'all didn't tell them that he's from Chicago, did you?
No. Kyle's from heavens Chicago. No.
Okay, good. You don't want them holding that against you right off the bat.
I ain't doing all that.
Mm-hmm.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
So many things to get to. Like, what have I been calling it? Crap Show Audio. We've got that coming up. And I did not realize, I've joked about it, but I didn't realize that it was actually true that Scotland is a third world nation. But we have a lady from Scotland who is proving that it is, and we'll play her for you in just a few minutes.
Very eye-opening story there.
Mm-hmm.
Post Malone, the world's good guy. Everybody loves Post Malone. Oh, he can do no wrong. Well, apparently over the Christmas break, he tipped a server $20,000.
Yeah.
It was super nice of him to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much the bill was, but I can't imagine it approached 20 grand.
No, I mean, if you scroll through social media and news sites, entertainment sites, and I'll have a picture of a celebrity with a waitress or a waiter.
Yeah.
Usually a waitress. They don't ever leave that type of tip for a guy.
That's interesting.
How many times have you ever seen it?
It's usually a woman. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Never. And this one said single mom.
Single mom.
No. Yeah. Which I mean, that could be a scam.
Could be. You're right, could TJ. Be.
I mean.
He is not a single mom.
Could be. Just putting it out there.
Mm-hmm. My eyes are opened.
But you've never seen a waiter be left a huge tip like that from a celebrity.
That's true. I never thought about that.
You know
why?
Because women celebrities don't tip.
Really?
They don't.
Ooh.
You just know this.
Mm-hmm. I always wondered that, though. A multi-millionaire woman, who pays the bills at the restaurant and signs the check and fills out the tip and all that?
Yeah, I know. It's a good question.
Because women don't do that, do they?
Of course they do.
Yeah, I know one that does. My wife. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Jody does.
Got some firsthand experience with that. Yeah,
I was just a kidding.
He's just joking. And then CES kicks off today. That's the Consumer Electronics Show. They show you new household gadgets and things like that. There's a new robot vacuum that they're debuting this year.
I saw that.
It's just like your Roomba, but this one has a robotic arm that'll reach out and pick up clutter around your house and then vacuum.
Yeah, basically socks is what they show in the demonstration. And who do we know that needs that more than anybody? The Tech D Rob.
Yeah, look into this.
The Tech D Slob.
Oh, God. Let's not get that going, please. Oh, no.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So, in our area of Charlotte, North Carolina, that's kind of where we all live around, there's a new place opening up soon. It's called the Sauna House. And it's a chain, and they bill it as a place for you to sauna with your friends. You can get private rooms for groups of six. Or you can go to the community room that seats up to 20. And they bill it as sauna and social.
Yeah.
It's like a and I did not grow up. I've never been in a sauna. Not one time in my life. Mm-hmm. I think they're more popular in the Northeast maybe. But the community thing is totally different.
They have them in workout facilities and stuff. Like my little friend Jenny has them in the locker rooms at her place. Okay. At her Jet Fitness place.
They said it's based on Russian saunas and Turkish saunas. One of these places in Chicago even has a restaurant built into it. So you can eat borscht, you know, borscht. The beet soup and stuff. I don't know. But they keep billing it as a community thing. But you got to just be like butt naked, I guess, with a towel wrapped around you.
Well, I've been.
Okay.
And I just went to the one that opened here in town.
Oh, did you?
Of course.
I did. Because I love a sauna.
Okay.
And they can do red light therapy. They can do different lights for your skin. And I didn't go in the community one. I didn't even see that. I just went in my own little individual like pod.
Is it co-ed?
Like, yeah. I mean, guys can go, you know, a guy can go in the one next to me.
Okay. All right.
Well, but I'm in
the
community.
The community one, is that men and women sitting around up to 20 talking, carrying on?
Well, I didn't see the community one. Yeah. I just saw like the individual pods, but I could have taken a friend in there with me.
Yeah.
Like okay. If me and my girlfriend went and because it's not that small.
Yeah. Mm. So I'm thinking me and TJ and I, we got to investigate this. You and I in some towels and just
sure
chopping it up like real men, sweating. But
yeah. I mean, you want to go to Jenny's?
No. I don't want Jenny to be there. She's going to be
I mean, we could just go into the one in the men's locker room there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you just have like regular conversation. It's such a weird concept to me. To be sitting around naked.
You sweat it out. You sweat the toxins and it just makes you feel good.
But you can wear shorts and stuff in there.
Oh, you can't wear clothes.
And some people wear like sweatshirts and all because they want to sweat more and more and more. They're trying to cut water. Yeah.
Okay.
Bodybuilders.
I wear my
stuff.
Workout clothes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, take a picture next time. Sweating through your workout clothes.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Reagan's anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Go make sure you check out the recap video of our Breaking and Entering Christmas from Old Fort, North Carolina. It's really, really good. Our friend Mr. Todd did it. And is spectacular. Go see it. It'll make you feel good. There's a lady from Scotland, and she is talking to her other Scottish people about the wonders in America that she has seen. Now, listen carefully to what she's talking about here, and it'll really paint a picture of what the other countries in the world are like.
When was someone going to tell me that a lot of Americans have a tiny blender, a tiny blender in the drain of their kitchen sink, built into the drain of the kitchen sink, a tiny blender, and they have, and they put food scraps down the sink of, the, and they blend the food scraps down the sink of through the tiny blender to then just liquefy so it just goes down the drain. What? Living in the year 5,000. 5,000.
5,000.
So a tiny blend. Americans have tiny blenders in their sink.
Blender.
That liquefies the food. It just goes down the drain.
Tiny blender. You know what? You're right. America is the best. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's just we got the way it is.
And you know, I've always used that as an example, Riggins. If you want to know, you know, a prime illustration as to how America is better than other countries, look at our plumbing system.
Yeah.
We got tiny blenders in the sink.
We should put them in the toilet as well. It actually makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
It does.
Which one?
Put a little blender in the toilet.
In the toilet?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
It's disgusting.
So you're telling me they don't have those. And so what do they do? Like
scrape it out in the trash can.
Yeah, but what if food gets down there? You just got to dig it out. I mean,
back in the, when I was growing up, not many people had garbage or disposals in the sink.
God.
Okay.
So it was either just scrape it out into the trash, and then you had one of those little screens that went over the drain to keep food from going down the drain, or you just fed them all to the dogs. If you had dogs, you'd feed all the table scraps to the dogs.
I use my disposal a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
Because nobody eats your cooking.
Basically.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Riggins mentioned this earlier, but the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas is going on. and some of the new inventions that are on display there. You can be brilliant and come up with something ridiculous all at the same time. The two things can be true.
Sure.
Like this one, a tiny robot that blows on your drink to cool it down. It's called the Fufu. The Fufu. Looks like a cat, hangs on the side of your coffee mug. It also works on soup. They'll go on sale in Japan later this year for around $25.
Where did I put my Fufu?
Have you seen my Fufu?
Because you're too lazy to blow it yourself. Like,
yeah, I guess so. That's like the other day I asked Jody if she'd seen my Oreo dipper. And she said, "What in the world is that?" And then I told her what it was, and she goes, "That is some 1,000-pound sister S right there." You don't
it
need
truly
that.
Is. I gave it to you, so.
A stringless guitar. It's like those push-button guitars that kids have. So you feel like you're playing the guitar. This one's for adults, though. $500.
God.
An electric salt spoon. Have y'all seen this?
Salt spoon?
Yeah. It's a spoon that has a little bit of a current, like a really weak current of electricity that hits your tongue and makes stuff taste saltier than it really is.
What?
Yeah.
That's it's, scary.
It's $125.
That sounds like a good idea.
In Japan.
Yeah, because you aren't eating the actual salt, mm-hmm. right?
So it's, yeah. I just try. I don't want to put electric things in my mouth unless it's got a brush on the end of it with some toothpaste. It's
like a flashlight right. in your mouth.
I don't want that.
Right.
I don't want to tase my tongue with every bite. A table with working legs. It's called a Mimo. It walks around. Prototype looks like a small side table with a Pixar lamp on top. The idea is it's an AI robot you can talk to, but it also looks like furniture. A robot table.
You want to look crazy? Just start talking to your side mm-hmm. table. Yeah. Your guests are going to leave real quick.
Yeah, especially if it's not one of these. It's just a regular one that you think is.
And then it just starts moving like a thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, this one I'm actually going to get, electric rollerblades. The battery pack is around your waist. You control it. Control them with a remote control at top speeds of 18 miles per hour.
Oh, my God.
$800.
Woo!
Wow.
So I'm going to be going 18 miles per hour on rollerblades.
Was that TJ? I just saw him run by it. It was a blur.
It was the Flash.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.